So I was driving home yesterday night, and usually when I drive, I love to listen to YouTube music, just songs via YouTube. And I had this strange, inkling to want to listen to Grease, and I'm being dead serious right now. I was like, I haven't listened to it in a while. It's one of my favorite musicals. I remember when I was a kid, when I'd go to sleepovers, we'd all do the Grease lightning dance. Anyways, I was like in the mood to listen to Hopelessly Devoted to You. And I played that, and then after I listened to Beauty School Dropout, followed by Look at Me, I'm Sandra Dee. I say all that to say it was really precarious timing because, like many of you, the news that broke today, the really devastating, earth-shattering news that Olivia Newton-John passed, I thought, oh my gosh, that's very eerie. And sometimes life, weird stuff like that happens where, a day or two before an iconic person passes or something crazy happens in the world, you're somehow connected to that, but you don't know what's going to happen because obviously it hasn't happened yet. There's a word for that, and it's literally, I can see it, but I can't put a word to it. It's what Eleven is in Stranger Things, right? Oh my gosh. If you know what I'm talking about. A pair, a, oh, oh, I know what it is, I just can't get it. This is really gonna bother me. Anyways, it was one of those really eerie moments, and then when I read the news today, I was just so bummed and so sad because, I mean, it's honestly and I don't even want to think about this day happening, but it's like Olivia Newton-John to me is basically the equivalent of Dame Julie Andrews, such a staple and icon in terms of musicals and just shaping my childhood. Grease is really one of the first shows, that Phantom of the Opera, that I was obsessed with, and would play the soundtrack on repeat. And I mean, her coming out in that leather outfit, honey, please, scandalous yet iconic. But anyways, that's what I'm gonna talk about too. And then I have one other story too. But such a shame. I love that song though so much, Hopelessly Devoted to You. And it's a really good song. It was actually when I had my first breakup, back in the day, I would listen to that song on repeat. That and There Are Worse Things I Can Do. Both the Stockard Channing version and the Glee version. The Glee version is iconic because it's like a medley sung by all the queens. And the Stockard Channing one is just chef's kiss, iconic. And back in the day, I didn't know what it was about. But then I was like, oh wait, girl. But Hopelessly Devoted to You. And I mean, there was a reason why I wanted to listen to it yesterday, because I was in one of those moods and I was thinking, I was like, okay. But anyways, yeah, really precarious timing. So obviously, TMZ reported Olivia Newton-John dead at 73. Olivia Newton-John, who soared to international stardom as both a singer and movie star, has died. Olivia's husband, John Easterling, says she died peacefully at a ranch in Southern California Monday morning, surrounded by family and friends. Olivia has battled breast cancer for more than 30 years. A specific cause of death was not given, although a source close to Olivia told TMZ, quote, after a 30-year cancer journey, she lost her battle to metastatic breast cancer. Olivia hit it big in 1971 with songs like If Not For You, and in 1973, Let Me Be There. She followed that up with a monster hit, Have You Never Been Mellow? Her huge break came in 1978 when she starred opposite John Travolta in Grease. Her role as Sandy was iconic, as were several songs from the movie You're the One That I Want, Summer Nights, and Hopelessly Devoted to You. The movie propelled Olivia to new heights, and she followed up with movies like Xanadu. Of course, I love Xanadu. I also saw the Broadway version with Carrie Butler and Cheyenne Jackson. Iconic. Don't Walk Away. I love it. The Tony performance is so good. Anyways, Olivia's biggest hit was Physical in 1981, which stayed at number one for 10 weeks, breaking all records in the 80s. She remained an environmental and animal rights activist throughout her career. Olivia was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1992, but it went into remission and it came back in 2013. It went back into remission, but it surfaced again in 2017. Olivia, who was British but raised in Australia, married Matt Latanzi in 1984. They met while filming Xanadu. They had a child, Chloe Rose, in 86. Excuse me, they divorced in 1995. She married John Easterling in 2008. He's a founder of Amazon Herb Company. Olivia was 73. Rest in peace. So, the Xanadu of it all. I mean, of course, Grease. And of course, let's get physical, physical icon. Also, when I think of Olivia Newton-John, there's this really great, it's on YouTube. I know it lives there because I've watched it many, many times. There's this episode of the Martha Stewart Show where the late great Joan Rivers talked about her trip to China. She went for Olivia Newton-John's charity. So Joan walked the Great Wall of China in support of Olivia Newton-John's charity. And Joan was wearing red high heels, I think Christian Louboutins, on the Great Wall of China with her walking stick, all dolled up as Joan Rivers always was. And Joan Rivers, Olivia, they meet each other on the wall. And Olivia's like, you're wearing your heels. And Joan makes one of the most iconic jokes ever. And I love it because Olivia Newton-John literally cried laughing. Joan says, I thought I was brought to China to go to the Great Mall of China, not the Great Wall of China. It was very funny. And it's on YouTube, so iconic. But very, 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 very devastating news. And I've been listening to the soundtrack of Grease all day. And I'm going to listen to Xanadu because I love, 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 love that movie. But it's, you know, it's one of my many musical theater icons. And it's so sad. And it's like when, I mean, I don't know if many of you know this name, but if you're a musical theater nerd like myself, you will know. It's like when Marin Mazzi passed away. She was the original mother in Ragtime. She was in so many incredible performances, and she had a powerful voice. She was so good. And I never got to see her live, but I watched all of her YouTube performances, all of her performances via YouTube, and just saw interviews with her, and she just seemed like a really lovely person. Why wouldn't she be? And it's really devastating, you know, when you have to read this news, it hurts. It really hurts. And then obviously TMZ posted the update that John Travolta posted about Olivia's passing. He posted via Instagram writing, he posted a beautiful photo of her wearing a blue leather jacket back in the day. My dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We will see you down the road and we will all be together again. Yours from the first moment I saw you and forever. You're Danny, you're John. I'm just clicking this. A lot of my friends liked it and I wanted to see who liked it. And many, many famous people commented. So sad. I mean, what? Talk about, like, an iconic, chemistry-filled, fueled duo in John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. I mean, I love that movie so much. I mean, every part of that movie is great. I love the dance. I love the drama with Kinnicky and Rizzo and that guy and that girl. I love the dance. I love Blanche. Do, 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 do. If you know, you know. And I love the beginning of the movie, the credits, when she puts on the turtleneck and Sandy gets out of the bed and the birds fly her. Like, such an iconic movie. I mean, yeah, it's really, I just, so sad. But the second story I wanted to read, because I mentioned John Travolta, paid tribute to his iconic star. E! News also posted out Stalker, Channing, and more Grease stars are paying tribute to Olivia Newton-John. So interesting. I love Stalker Channing, and I want to see her in more stuff. Okay, here we go. By the way, if you hear a rumbling or sound in the background, my AC's running because it is so damn hot. I'm just not even gonna. Okay. The cast of Grease remains devoted to their beloved Sandy Olsen. Those who acted alongside Olivia Newton-John are remembering her life and her legacy after she passed away on August 8th at the age of 73 years young. As her husband shared in a statement to her Instagram, while many will always remember Olivia for her singing and acting, those who worked close with her have proven she'll be remembered for a number of qualities beyond her sheer talent. For Stalker Channing, who played the fiery and sarcastic Betty Rizzo, Olivia's essence will stay with her. Quote, I don't know if I've known a lovelier human being, Stalker Channing shared in a statement to E! News. Olivia was the essence of summer. Her sunniness, her warmth, and her grace are what always come to mind when I think of her. I will miss her enormously. And that warm and bright energy even translated over an email. Barry Pearl, who played Frenchie's boyfriend and a member of the T-Birds Duty, I loved him, shared with E! News that Liv always signed her emails to him. Love and light, Olivia. Barry recalled that he wrote back to her last week to say, you, Liv, are the love and light, and now remembered her legacy, Barry noted, and simply, that is exactly what she is now more than ever. Michael Tucci, who portrayed T-Birds member Sonny, told E! News that Olivia was, quote, so very special. She was a treasure to me and my family, he shared. She was so incredibly sweet and gracious to everyone she encountered. I grieve for her family and for her John Travolta. As for John, who played Sandy's love interest, Sandy Zugo, as I mentioned before, he shared that lovely Instagram post. Your impact was incredible. He wrote, I love you so much. We will see you down the road and we will all be together again. Yours from the first moment I saw you and forever, your Danny John. I'm sorry, but the E! News posted this photo of them in that final outfit. He has the most piercing blue eyes I've ever seen. And so does Olivia. Like, they are the it, like, on-screen couple. Like, no wonder why people are, like, so in love with John Travolta, men and women. And same with Olivia. Men and women probably are in love with her, too. Like, out of control. Fellow Grease alum Lorenzo Lamas, who played captain of the Riot House football team, Tom Chisholm. Oh, my God! also paid tribute to the fallen star, noting that she was gone, quote, much too soon. My heart is heavy, Lorenzo shared in a statement. Olivia was such a special human being, an inspiration to millions battling this dreadful disease with courage and grace. Olivia was diagnosed with cancer 3 times throughout her life, as the original TMZ article noted, having been first diagnosed in 92. She created the Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Center in 2008. While Olivia's legacy will continue to inspire the next generation, the person she was has not been forgotten, according to Dina Manoff, who played one of the Pink Ladies known as Marty. Olivia was, quote, one of the kindest, most generous souls ever to grace the earth. I loved Marty. Is Marty the one who was writing, had all the pen pals, or was Marty the one who wore the glasses? Oh, Doodle Canoodle, there's a diamond in my macaroni. Oh, see, it's such a quotable movie. Oh, man. I mean, I'm actually really happy to... I mean, it doesn't surprise me that all of her colleagues are saying such wonderful things, but especially her Grease family, because, you know, when you're the star of a movie, your colleagues sometimes don't have the nicest things to say about you because you're the star, you're the it person, you're the focus, but everybody seems to be saying what a kind person Olivia was. And that's just a testament to her being a class act. But speaking of colleagues and whatnot making comments, Deadline is also reporting Olivia Newton-John's daughter and peers, remember the actress and singer and humanitarian. So I'm just going to go through some of these statements. Okay, let's see here. Well, obviously, John Travolta was first. Let's see. Katie Couric, rest in peace, Olivia. Dionne Warwick, another angelic voice has been added to the heavenly choir. Not only was Olivia a dear friend, but one of the nicest people I ever had the pleasure of recording and performing with, I will most definitely miss her. She now rests in the arms of the Heavenly Father. The Academy, like the Academy Awards, posted Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta at the 50th Academy Awards. A few months later, they took the world by storm as Sandy and Danny in Grease, which went to become the highest grossing film of 1978, proving that Grease is and will forever be the word. Mia Farrow, very sad that lovely and talented, brave Olivia Newton-John has died. I never got to meet her, but everyone says she was a wonderful, as a kind James Gunn famous director. Really sad to hear the news about Olivia, about the passing of Olivia Newton-John, my first real crush as a kid. I loved Grease and her music, and I coincidentally also bought and lived in, for a while, the wonderful home she built in Malibu. Amazing! Gabrielle Union, icon. Quote, Grease is my number one movie of all time and made me a lifelong Olivia Newton-John fan. Me and my sister watched Xanadu more times than I could count, sending so much love and prayers to a real gift of a woman and talent. I love Gabrielle Union. Yvette Nicole Brown, icon. Olivia Newton-John has died. That's it. I'm done, guys. Heartbroken doesn't even begin to cover it. I adored her. Dane Cook paid tribute. And many, many others. I mean, to hear your favorite stars, like, talk about how they idolize someone you idolize, it's the great equalizer. You know, we all worship and love these icons, and they shape so many of our youths. Which is why I mentioned earlier, like, it's like Julie Andrews level type. And it's just like, I don't even want to think about, you know, how we're all human, you know, everybody knows what happens, but I don't want to think about it because it just tugs at my heartstrings. But I send my condolences to her family, her friends, her fans, myself included. And I am going to probably be listening to the soundtrack nonstop because it gives me all the feels. And she really is, you know, Warwick put it perfectly. She really does have, she has a heavenly voice. And I mean, but now there's nowhere to hide. I mean, the meaning of that song. And when I listened to it last night, I was thinking about something very specific and I was like, oh my gosh, the feels. Oy. Oh man. It's so crazy how music really knows how, music like so beautifully illustrates like the feelings that we have. All right. Well, I mean, any other lifelong Newton-John fans, hit me up, girl, because we can all mourn this star together. And this brings us to our fourth and final story of the day. Sort of a different direction, but I wanted to, you know, sort of end on a light note here. Page Six is reporting that Rita Ora and Taika Waititi got married in London. Okay, I have a few reasons why I decided to report this. First of all, I love Taika Waititi. Second of all, the Rita Ora, Rob Kardashian of it all. Third of all, I love 50 Shades of Grey. And fourth of all, someone told me, I think I brought it up the other day, there's this podcast where they talk about celebrity stuff, but Rita Ora is one of the focuses. I can't remember what the name of it is, but literally, this is like one of the reasons why I really like this person, because they brought this up, and I am obsessed with Rita Ora. So anyways, Paychex is reporting that they got married. Congrats are seemingly in order for Taika Waititi and Rita Ora. The lovebirds have tied the knot in an intimate ceremony in London, The Sun UK reported on Monday. Quote, it was a really intimate ceremony and super special, excuse me, for everyone there. A source told the outlet, quote, their nearest and dearest can see how madly in love they are. A source further claimed that the singer, who has also changed her name to Waititi Ora, wait, so Rita Waititi Ora, ooh, I love it, wanted a small wedding in order to, quote, keep the relationship as private as possible. The source continued, quote, a big showbiz style bash is planned to celebrate, but don't expect to see it being flogged to the highest bidding magazine. Blah, 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 blah. Anyways, I gotta say, I live for the paparazzi photos of these two lovebirds all in about. She seems like she has really fun energy. I can't get over how handsome he is. I love his look. And I love her. And I love how, like, crazy famous and relevant that this queen seems to be. She is an icon. What did Wendy Williams say? She's an icon. She's something. And she is the moment. She's an icon. She's in it and she is the moment. You know, that Wendy Williams thing. You know, these are the days where I really, really, really mourn Wendy Williams not being on the air, because I need someone who thinks the same way I think and who makes the same funny jokes that I sometimes concoct in my head, but I'm not bold enough to say out loud, to be putting it out into the world. And Wendy Williams did just that. But you know what? All good things must come to an end. And yeah, I don't want to get into that. But anyways, you guys, that's all I got for you. Very, very sad day. And if you loved Olivia Newton-John as much as I did, then celebrate by listening to the Grease soundtrack as well as Xanadu and Thing going on. Hope you all had a great Monday, start to the week. And I appreciate you listening as always. Now I'm going to go eat my food. And like cry my eyes out, because that's the kind of girly I am. Yeah, that's it. Bye.